Welcome back, y'all. Your girl is being on her shit right now. She is coming, and she coming in hot. Hey, how y'all doing? It is, I don't know what day it is. Y'all gonna be listening to this. Probably Friday. Yeah, let's do that. Friday. So, hi, y'all. Happy Friday. These are previously recorded content, so please bear with me until I am back fully on the podcast. But I felt like if y'all want to hear my voice, I'm going to record something and then I'm going to post it over there for you. So lately I have been thinking about different types of kink that I've never explored, or if I would ever explore it, or, you know, just randomly bring something to you guys who are possibly out there exploring this type of kink. So on today's episode, we are going to talk about water torture, or most prominently known as waterboarding. I've been in my dominance bag a lot mentally. She is kikiing with her other dominatrix, and she's like, get out of your head and get into the podcast and let people know what you've been thinking about, and just kind of talk to you guys on some topics. On the last episode, if you haven't heard it, please go ahead, stop this episode and jump on over to the last two episodes, because on the last time I gave y'all 2-for-1. Yes, you got 2 podcasts on the same day. That was Tuesday, and now it's Friday. It's the end of the work week, and we about to give you some torture, because we just love torture. One of my kinks really is, my friend calls me the Sunshine Sadist. She's pegged that name for me a long time ago. And speaking of pegging, have y'all been pegged lately? Have y'all been wanting to be pegged lately, and why haven't you? And if you haven't, like, come on now, get some pegging done. Anyhow, let's get into this episode. I recently was listening to an audiobook. I just recently finished it. I love lately getting back into my routine of, you know, getting up in the morning, having my breakfast, having my workout session. Because, you know, the girl, she's still trying to lose some weight, but we're not going to talk about it. But I love this routine that I've kind of had for myself lately, where I am being very mindful and present, and also just tapping into some thoughts that I've been having. And I was reading this book. I started Audible a long time ago, and I had it on suspension or pause or whatever they allow you to do. And it recently restarted, and I found a book on a reading list. I just went on to Instagram and was like looking for reading lists and see what people were reading for summer 2022. And I was like intrigued by this book because it's called The Sex Life of African Women. And I truly, truly, truly enjoy this book. It was an amazing book. One of the chapters is called Miss Deviant, and she is expressing her ability and how, not ability, she's expressing how she got into the BDSM community and how she domed, and how it is so ideal for women who are doming to, or anyone who doms, to actually do what makes them happy in that dom capacity. And I really agreed with her. Now, this book is a heavy book. It's 14 hours long. I have 4 minutes left of it. I'm at the end of it. I literally finished the book, but I went back to this chapter, because I felt like I wanted to bring something to the podcast that I never thought anyone would be interested in, but you know, you never know who's out there listening. So in her her character, Miss Deviant, in her chapter, she talks about waterboarding and water torture, and how when she was into her doming, she would go to, it starts off where she's meeting a client, and meeting that client, she's actually explaining to you, like setting the scene of what's going on. Like her sub is sitting on the floor waiting on her. His rules are to boil water, have the water boiling and be prepared for his mistress. She comes in. He hears her high heels on the floor clacking. You know, I love the sound of heels clacking. And then she takes the spoon, dips it in the hot water, and she's lightly putting it on his body, and she's torturing him. And then there was this one area where she discovered that when she was younger, she read a book, and it talks about waterboarding, and she started getting that tingly feeling inside of her, and it came back to her. And so she enjoyed water torture and found that some men enjoyed water torture. And that is the reason, and we segue now back to the podcast, because I want to bring you guys water torture, because I love sensual play or any kind of play that resonates in me torturing you, whether it's heavy torture, very impactful, hurtful torture, or just normal torture. And what better way than to talk about something I've never done, something I would possibly like to do, and maybe in the near future, who knows, I would be able to do this. And if you are out there who are interested in your listening into today's episode, don't forget to like the episode, share the episode, check the show notes for any articles or anything that I've brought to you educational on this podcast so that you can find more additional readings. So today's article is going to be by Kinkley. We found it on Kinkley, and we're just going to talk about what is water torture? What is it in BDSM? Water torture is a practice in BDSM involving the exposure of the submissive to the incessant sound of dripping water or the continuous dripping of water on the head. Other techniques may include waterboarding or any other form of psychological or physical submission involving the use of water. Water torture involves a wide variety of techniques employing water to reinforce the dominant-submissive relationship. These techniques can involve waterboarding, the sound of dripping water, depriving the submissive of water, or water dungeons. It is essential that consent is agreed and vocalized in these practices. Ensuring safety and the well-being of your partner is crucial when using water torture in BDSM. I agree. That's the gist of the article of pretty much what it is. But we'll break down some more because we have a few more minutes before we wrap up the podcast. But water torture to me is, you know, basic, you know, dripping water and stuff like that. In my mind, when you think about waterboarding and water torture, you think about more so like what you see on the TV in movies where spies are caught and they're using water as a torture technique to get them to literally, you know, give up information. Pretty much that's what that is, right? That's how we see it. But reading this article and seeing that it could be different forms of water, dripping water, the person hearing dripping water, the fear of water, being able to pee. In my mind, I like water sports. You guys know that I love water sports. I like the fact that I can stand there and piss on you and do all kind of shit with you with water. So think of it this way. When I want to pee and I feel like I gotta sit down, I could turn the pipes on and boom, the pee just rushes right out of me. You know, those are things that you think about when you think about water sports and water torture. I can literally turn the blindfold you, turn the pipes on, and I want you to be able to like pee in front of me on just like that, like force you to pee. That's what I want to do. I want to force you to give out water out of your body. The continuous water on the head, I'm not sure how far I would ever go with that, because I know when it comes to torture and any kind of water boarding, you have to be very careful of how you breathe and that kind of thing. So there are different techniques that you can look into to see what, you know, if you were ever into trying this. So don't forget to check the show notes for any other additional articles, because I will be posting other articles in the show notes that will give you ideas of how to do waterboarding properly, how to continuously be safe when it comes to water torture, because, you know, you can cause some serious injuries when it comes to pouring water on a person's face if they can't breathe and you can drown them. So there are techniques that you should follow and be very safe. So definitely check the show notes if you're interested in learning more about this episode. And I will see you back here on Monday or Tuesday for the next episode. Thank you so much for listening. This is your lovely host, Blue, and I will see you. Bye-bye.